but I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
This is our contra prayer for the month of May. Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 30. God said, "So I sought for a man among them who would stand in the hedge, make up the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I could not find one." Let's give him what he's looking for. He's looking for intercessors. He's looking for those who will submit and surrender to his lordship, who will intercede on behalf of the nation and the nations of the world. We want to do that. So our very first item we're going to pray is we're going to pray asking God to grant us sensitive, spirit-led leadership in the next presidential election. We need it, folks. We need somebody in the White House going forward, from this day forward. We need somebody in the White House that's sensitive to the Holy Spirit, that can hear the Holy Spirit, can understand when they're hearing God. So we're going to go to God asking him to grant us sensitive, spirit-led leadership in the next presidential election. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne in the holy and precious name of Christ Jesus, your Son, our Savior. And Father, we come asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to grant us sensitive, spirit-sensitive leadership in the next presidential election. We're asking you, Father God, to move in this nation. We're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit. And Father God, each and every individual running for president in this nation is either a child of God or a child of the devil. There's no in between. Every individual running for public office, including for the presidency of this nation, is either a child of God or a child of the devil. And Father, those who are the children of the devil will try to implement the satanic strategy. Will try to do that what pleases Satan. So we're asking you, our God, our Lord and our God, we're asking you to ensure that the next elected person to the President of the United States of America, Father God, we're asking you once again to grant us sensitive, spirit-led leadership in the next presidential election. And if you'll do that, we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said amen and amen. Satan hates this, folks. Satan hates these concerts of prayer, and he hates them with a passion. We're going to do them. We will not allow him to interfere with electronic devices in a way to try to interfere with what we're trying to do. Our second item, we're going to pray, asking God to neutralize all satanic influence in every level of life, political life, of this nation for a season. Now listen to me carefully. We're going to pray, asking God to neutralize all satanic influence at every level of the political life of this nation for a season. You say, why a season? I've read the last chapter. I know what the end times look like. And so we've got to pray, asking God to neutralize all the satanic influence at every level of the political life of this nation, at least for a season. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne on behalf of this nation and the kingdom of God in this nation. And Father, we come before your throne at this time asking you to grant that every individual elected to public office at every level of the life of this nation, we're asking you, Father, this is big. I know this is big. We know this is big. But we're asking you to move in a supernatural, sovereign way so that every individual seeking a position of leadership in this nation, we're asking you to neutralize all of the satanic influence at every level of the political life of this nation, at least for a season. Father, I've read the last chapter. I know where it all wraps up, but we're asking you, Father God, to neutralize for a season, Father. I know what's got to happen in the end times, but we're asking you to neutralize all satanic influence at every level of the political life of this nation for a season, in the city level, in the state level, and yes, in the national level, at the White House, in governmental offices, in every city, in every state capital. We are asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, neutralizing the power, the satanic influence at every level of the political life of this nation for a season. We know what's got to come, but before it comes, and Father, you've turned all your work over to the church. You've turned all of your work over to the church. And thus we come before your throne asking you to neutralize all satanic influence at every level of the political life of this nation for a season. And we thank you in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please do it, Lord. Please do it. Our next item, we're going to pray, asking God to quicken the hearts of the elect. You need to listen now. We're going to pray, asking God to quicken the hearts of the elect to intercessory prayer for the nation. Who are the elect? The elect are those that God knew from eternity past would submit and surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in their life. That, my friend, is who the elect are. Once again, the elect are those that God knew from eternity past who would and who would not submit and surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in their life. So, we're asking God to quicken the hearts of the elect to intercessory prayer for this nation. We need their prayer. So we're asking God to quicken the hearts of the elect at every level of life in this nation to prayer for this nation. Let's pray that right now. Father God, we continue coming before your throne. And in this segment, Father God, we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to quicken the hearts of the elect to intercessory prayer for the nation. Father, stir the hearts of the elect, those that you have known from before the foundation of the world will be willing to believe, willing to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the elect. And so we're asking you, Father God, quicken their hearts. Give them sensitivity to the times in which we are living. Give them sensitivity to that which we are facing. Give them sensitivity to the changes that are occurring in this nation and the nations of the world, even at this time as we speak. Father, stir the hearts. Stir their hearts, we pray, to intercessory prayer. Father, help them to understand the signs of the times. You said to the people in your day, you can look at the sky in the morning, you can look at the sky in the evening, and you can tell what the weather's going to be, but you can't understand the signs of the times in which you're living. And Father, we have something of that in the nations of the world today. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, to bring to pass those things in this nation that will quicken the hearts of your people and will encourage your people to intercessory prayer. The elect, Father, stir the hearts of the elect, we ask in Jesus' name. Quicken the hearts of the elect. Father, in all the elect, you also have that group who are intercessors. They are intercessors. They will come before your throne. They will represent the kingdom of God. So we're asking you to stir the hearts of the elect to intercessory prayer for the nation. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And everybody said, do it, Lord. Please do it. Our next item. We're going to pray now, asking God to neutralize the power and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world for a season. In other words, worldwide. This big prayer, folks. The spirit of Antichrist is operative at every level of the life of every nation in the world. Listen to me carefully. The spirit of Antichrist is operative at every level of life in every nation of the world. And we, the people of God, the ones with access to the throne of God, we stand in the hedge. We make up the gap. So we're going to pray now, asking God. We have access. We have access to the throne of the Lord God Almighty. We're going to pray, asking God to neutralize the power and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world for a season. That's all we're asking. Let's pray it right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we understand from the Word of God that Satan is busy in the nations of the world. And Father God, we come before your throne at this time, collectively and corporately, the people of God, asking you, Heavenly Father, to neutralize the power and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world for a season. Father, we understand that Satan cannot make that move, that final move, in which he establishes the Antichrist until the church has failed, until the church has failed to be the salt, to be the light, to be the witness. He cannot make that move. He tries. He has almost succeeded 3 or 4 times in the history of the world, but he has not succeeded yet. Yet, he still tries. So, Father God, we're asking you to neutralize the power and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world for a season. We know eventually what has to happen, but we know also it's the responsibility of the church to hold back that occurrence until that occurrence, but there will come a day when the church will fail to hold that day back, and then he will manifest himself. So, Father, we come before your throne, asking you the holy and precious name of Jesus to neutralize the power and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world for a season. And for that, we'll be thankful and we'll be grateful. Here we ask in Jesus' name, Father, thank you. All right, our next item. We're going to pray asking God to penetrate the darkness and deception in the false systems of religion in the nations of the world with the gospel and save the elect. That's something I pray almost every day, folks. We need to pray this, asking God to penetrate the darkness. And sometimes it's religious darkness, folks. It's religious darkness. We're going to pray asking God to penetrate the darkness and deception in the false systems of religion in the nations of the world with the gospel. Penetrate the darkness of those false systems of religion, those false presentations of the gospel, and save the elect. Because in every tongue, every nation, he has some who are of the elect. Let's pray that right now, asking God to penetrate the darkness and deception in the false systems of religion in the nations of the world with the gospel and save the elect. Let's pray that right now. Father God, we continue coming before your throne, Heavenly Father. Now we come asking you, Heavenly Father, to penetrate the darkness and deception in the false systems of religion in the nations of the world. Penetrate that darkness and that deception of the false systems of religion of the nations of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and save the elect. Father, we're told there are over 4,000 denominations in the world, and yet only one truth, one gospel. You must be born again. And so, Father God, we're asking you to penetrate the darkness, penetrate the deception of each and every false system of religion in each and every nation of the world. And raise up in those nations, Father God, the apostle. Raise up the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, in each of these nations, that you penetrate with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Raise up, we pray in Jesus' name, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher. So penetrate, we ask you, penetrate the darkness and deception in every false system of religion in the nations of the world. And we're told, Father, there are over 4,000 systems of false religion. Penetrate, we pray, in Jesus' name, the darkness and deception of those false systems of religion in the nations of the world with the gospel, and save the elect. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, do it, Lord, please do it. All right, now we come to that time in our contra prayer where we pray for you, we pray for one another. So I want you to take the next few minutes. Lay out for the Lord, seriously now. Say to the Lord what you would like for him to do in your life, in your body. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, is it not? Lay it out before the Lord. Take it to the Lord. And tell the Lord what you would like to see him do in your body, in your life, in your walk with him. You want to become increasingly more Christ-like. You want to walk in intimacy with him. So state those things to him in your own words, your own way. But lift up your body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and lift up your life. Lift up your testimony. Lift up your witness. But go before him right now, taking your life before him in intercession for prayer. And I'll be along in a moment, and we'll close it out. Do that now. What are your needs? What are your desires? Lay it all before him. Don't be bashful. Don't hold back. He can handle it. Lay it all before him. The Lord himself asked the question, is anything too hard? Is anything too hard for the Lord? No, no. Pray it. Pray it. All right, you've been presenting your prayers before the Lord. I'm going to come on in a moment, and collectively, corporately, we're going to join you in your prayer request. Be finishing your prayer. Finish your prayer. Heavenly Father, Father God, we have come corporately and collectively before your throne. And Father God, I bless each and every individual involved in this time of prayer, in this contra prayer. And Father, their needs out there, their physical needs, emotional needs, mental needs, marriage needs, economic needs, relational needs, there are needs. And you know what that need is. And Father, we've allowed these to take the time to state that need to you. And now we come before your throne as the people of God, as ambassadors for Christ, as believer priests, as soldiers of the cross. We come before your throne in the holy, precious, matchless, mighty name of Jesus the Christ, your Son, our Savior. And we come ask you, hear the prayer request. Hear these prayer requests and stir our hearts with that prayer request you would have each of us to include and embrace. But Father, these have been lifted up to you tonight. Oh Lord Jesus, I'm simply asking you, hear their prayer, answer that prayer. Give them the peace. Give them the confidence. Father, bring the solution. Bring the answer in your way, in your timing. Bring the solution. Bring the answer to every single solitary prayer that has been offered up to you collectively, corporately, privately, individually in this contra prayer. Father, do it, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And be glorified in what you do and the way that you do it. And we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And all of God's people said, please do it. Please do it, Lord Jesus. Well, thanks so much for joining us in this contra prayer. Until we get a chance to do it again, be blessed. Be blessed.